DJ Event Planner will change the way you manage and run your business. Streamline all of your procedures and software into one easy-to-manage system. DJ Event Planner, the ultimate online planning tool.
Right, we are here. It's a lovely Tuesday night in the upper Midwest. That's right. You're talking to us up here on the other side of the snowbelt, and it's not us this time. I'm excited.
Yep, me too. I'm just hoping it doesn't happen tomorrow. I've got to
fly.
Yes, 4 a.m. I'll be at the airport heading to Nam.
So for those of you wondering what's all involved with coverage of these shows, getting up at 2:30, 3 in the morning, I would like to say we're, kissing the kids goodbye. They're not moving at that time of the day.
Nope.
We head off, and then we get out there. So when it's 4 in the morning here, it's like 2 in the morning out there. So those people out there are still partying when we're waking up. And then we get out there, and then they're like, "Hey, let's go out for supper today, man."
Yeah, makes for a really long day. That first day is probably a 22-hour day, and that just... it's a good way to kick things off, I guess. But somebody today saw my calendar. I had it up on my computer, and we have two different teams that are going out to NAMM. We've had to divide and conquer. So they saw the overlapping colors of the two teams' schedules in the calendar. And of course, it's just completely packed from the minute we get there until the minute we get on a plane to come home. And they're like, "Holy crap. Thought you just went to NAMM and had a good time." I said, "No, we
yeah,
we call it our pilgrimage of pain."
Well, somebody had mentioned earlier, I was asking about it, and it's like, to a point, this is almost like our Super Bowl in some ways. For some some companies, it certainly is their Super Bowl. But it's like we prepare for this. We've got to get everything lined up, and you go and you've got basically one chance because there's just so absolute much there. You can't go back and shoot a video a second time, or you can't do an interview with a manufacturer because they've got a line of people waiting right behind. "Oh, you're done, Ben? Okay, bye. See you, Ben. Next."
Yeah, we'll have probably close to 200 meetings between the various staff, which at times will break up even into 3 and 4 teams. And, everybody has to be on point, on their A game for every meeting. Every vendor is important, and you really don't get another bite at the apple. And we'll come together and sort of bring collectively all the information from those meetings and the things that we've discussed, advocacy on behalf of our customers and that sort of thing, kind of bring it all together. And it's a whirlwind. I was telling a guy as I left the office today, I said, "Yeah, I feel pretty good. I feel like in another week I'll be ready for NAMM."
I think Lori was saying about the same thing today. And she's like, "What time do we fly out tomorrow?" "Oh, crud. I thought we flew out like 5 hours later." "Oh, no."
Yeah. For me, I don't know if that 5 hours is going to make or break, but we've got a stellar team and they've worked really hard. It's kind of like the night before my son was born. And we knew when he was going to be born because he was going to be induced. He had taken his dear sweet time. He wasn't coming out. He was way past his due date. And he's like, "Nope, I'm pretty comfortable here. I'm not coming out." And so they finally said, "Okay, well, if he doesn't make it by this time, we're going to induce him." So we knew one way or another, we were having a baby the next day. And as we went to sleep, my wife kind of leaned over. She couldn't roll over, of course, because she was, ma'am, 11 months pregnant at that point, or 9 and a half, whatever. I don't know
exactly. She probably thought it felt like 11 months.
She felt like she was about, 18 months pregnant. But anyway, she kind of leaned over and she said, "Well, are you ready for this?" And I said, "Difference does it make?" Yeah, I'm excited about it, but seriously, what are we going to do? Put this off for another week or two, you know? And I think the same thing for NAMM, ready or not, here it comes. And we're ready to, we're ready to see our friends. We're ready to meet our partners. We're ready to go to work for our customers. And it's just going to happen,
Yeah, it does. It's an interesting to compare, childbirth and such. But
with NAMM.
I get that. I have been there. I've done that. And, maybe I'm not ready for the delivery tomorrow. Can we put it off? No, it didn't work that way.
Yeah, no, they're not going to postpone NAMM for us, and they definitely weren't going to postpone delivery of my son either. I don't know, John. We've got four rookies going this year, some are veterans of the company. One has 28 years with another, musical supply company, and she's just joined our team, is super excited about that. But this will be actually her first trip to NAMM. Hmm. Even though she worked 28 years at another, sound, lighting and music supplier. We've tried to coach them up as best we can and say, get plenty of rest and get plenty of hydration before the show, because you won't get it during the show. Just be ready to basically run your butt off for 4 days straight.
Yeah.
And, don't get enamored with the parties and that sort of thing, because the next morning's coming early again. So I'm excited, but we got such a great team. I'm super stoked, honestly.
Yeah, it should be a good time. It's always a good time to go see and some of our industry friends that we don't get to see because they don't hit other trade shows. That's one area that's really neat, and they're all fired up because they've got these. Check out this new piece of gear I've got. Okay.
Well, we're obviously excited about that part too, and we're excited to share that with our customers, as I know you are. I don't know if you saw my tweet the other day. I had a little 2.5 pound free weight and I was flexing it on my thumb, and I said I was getting my thumbs ready for all the tweeting. So
no, I missed that. I didn't realize that. Gosh, there was a training program.
You don't follow me on Twitter? What kind of... I know where I can say stuff about you.
Yeah, for sure. And I won't hear about it anyway. So tonight, if you're watching us out on Facebook or out on YouTube, we thank you for joining us. The chat's just not flowing on Facebook that well. So if you guys want to be part of the chat and talk and share, I'm going to put the link for the YouTube video in that Facebook chat. That is about all I can do. There could be 40 people chatting in there and I couldn't see it for some reason. It just is a blank screen for me. It's still functioning. See,
you can also talk about John there and he won't know.
You could, and I would not know. I would not know. So, but we've got quite a few people who are, Rick and Brandon and Chris and Robin and Reggie. Thank you guys for being with us tonight. David's in there. Yeah, well, Ian's up there. So yeah, we've got a lot of folks here, and we're going to talk about some of the things, a little preview of some of the I may not be able to talk about some of the products, but some of the vendors that we're going to be getting.
I might let a few things slip. You can edit it for the YouTube version, but I'll let it fly live.
Sure. We'll edit this video a lot between now and, say 4 a.m. when I have to be up and gone. Sure. No, it's not going to happen. So let's start out. I was just looking at my list, and I have got a list, and this isn't not even close to what you have got. I've got a list of 42, I believe it was, different booths that I have set up a time to go shoot some video at.
Slacker.
Yeah, I know. But then I'm only there for, a shorter period of time. You guys are there for the whole duration and waiting, going for overtime and going for the touchdown and the whole 10 yards.
Well, and remember, you have a focused market, which is awesome. And obviously I love DJs. It's why I've been here. You and I've been working together for, it's gotta be a decade and a half at this point on various things. But we sell a lot of things that DJs wouldn't buy. A lot of even pro audio things into House of Worship. We do a lot of House of Worship business. We do a lot of things in, other areas that necessarily wouldn't apply to DJs. And now, of course, we're opening a music store. Mm-hmm. So that makes all 1.5 million square feet of NAMM fair game.
Yeah.
And, And it's interesting. I was just kind of thinking about that before the show. I was just sort of, I came in here and just shut the lights off, and I've got some nice studio monitors in here, and I cranked it up a little bit, and it was going back to my you know, late teenage years. I think when music really has you know, a lot. I mean, obviously, music still has a lot of impact in my life, but that was a time when, you know, as a teenager, music was you know, was really a big thing. I mean, I was trying to figure out how I was gonna keep my hair short for wrestling, but grow it out so I could be in a glam band, you know, rock band, you know. But I don't know. I don't picture it. It's not pretty. And you know, it was kind of fun. I was going through sort of some reminiscing, you know, my teenage angst years, you know, the 90s rock alternative stuff is good. Yeah. Hey, some viewers probably don't have any idea what these things are, right? they're little silver things that replaced larger black things. And they spin around, lasers bounce off them, and that information decoded. Anyway, I'm not going to bother explaining it to you. Let me show you something I found though. This is great. All the way back from March of 1993. It's great, the stuff you find.
The green Jell-O.
Not jelly, Jell-O. Right there, the original green Jell-O. Not the best album, musically speaking. But
what was their song? There was one song that they had.
Three Little Pigs was the big one. Three Little Pigs. I mean, they had a few others, but Serial Killer, you know, but I think Three Little Pigs was the one that, yeah, you know. Little pig, let me in. Right by the hair of my chin.
Wait a second.
See, now it's going to be stuck in your head all night. All right, I bet the chat room just went wild there.
I bet you they did.
That's great.
We can actually do this as long as we talk over it. You know, we're good. So yes, we're bringing a high level of class to the Tuesday Night with Ben Stowe show.
I was looking to see what label they're on to see if they even exist anymore.
Mine is all green jelly.
Yeah, no, it's green Jell-O, man. It's the original green Jell-O.
That was it. So for those of you who wonder what Ben Stowe listened to as a youngster,
it was all rock. It is all 90s alternative rock. My teenage angst. You know, and now it's great. I'm kind of musically all over the map. You know, I mean, I love blues and country and everything. I mean, I just love music, but that 90s alternative has always been a special thing. And let me say this, I guarantee you, I couldn't have been the only 18-year-old in 1994 that had a crush on Dolores from the Cranberries. I mean, what a sad, she's our age basically, mm-hmm. You know. I felt a little bad. Obviously, you know what? And I think it was just her voice. I don't think I even ever had to see what she looked like. Just listening to her voice, you just kind of fell in love with her. You're like, wow, what an amazing voice. I just love that accent and that voice. And to see her gone at 46, that's too soon. That's unfortunate. I feel like there's a lot more music that would have been made there.
Mm-hmm.
That new supergroup she was with, you know. Anyway, there you go. We miss you, Dolores.
Okay. Let's jump into.
Certainly hope my wife doesn't watch this.
you know better than
you know
that.
What? Hey, listen, if you didn't see the zombie video, let's get on to Nam.
She watched one video once, I think. Didn't she watch one of our shows once?
Oh yeah, she watches them all. Actually, in fact, that one that I was on the road when we filmed it at your place, her and the kids watched the show just so they could see me.
Yeah, there we go. I know that there was
kids. That's what daddy looks like. Of course, my son's a teenager now. Almost, you know, he turns 13 here in a few months. And he's probably like, I don't
care. Is there any food in the fridge? I'm hungry.
Yeah, pretty much. Now, a lot of my Facebook friends saw this. You know, I posted the other day. He knows I'm going to be gone here coming up again, and he sort of expresses that in different ways. And he'll take attention, any kind of attention, I think, even if it means getting thrashed around on the floor in a wrestling match. And he was talking a lot of trash. He was really trying to goad me into this wrestling match. Say, come on, old man. Come on, old man. And I'm like, listen, no, you know, just, you know, not tonight. We're not going to do this, you know, and we have a lot of fun. We've wrestled since he was an infant, basically, obviously very gently and whatever. And, you know, but And then he says, I'm going to unleash the animal. And I said, well, I'll make it roll over and play dead. So
so that was about the extent of what I saw. Now, what happened after that point?
Oh, we all laughed. Everybody, oh, you mean you didn't even get the rest? Keep a straight face. My wife and daughter were, you know, part of this. We're all sitting at the kitchen table, basically. And everybody just kind of lost it at that point. He couldn't keep a straight face either, you know. Oh, so no match.
No. Here I was thinking there was going to be this battle royal going on. And
no, not this time. But, you know, he's getting bigger. I mean,
yeah, he's a good-sized youngster, though, and I'm sure he's going to hit that growth spurt. And
Goes. Yeah, I got to enjoy it while it lasts. So pretty soon, I'm going to have to be a little more careful about this. I may have to just acknowledge that he could back up the trash talk, but for now, he can't. So there.
we'll get that one someday. That'll get there. Okay, so people started to throw out a couple of products that they have already been hearing about. They've seen in the press releases and such. So let's kind of go through a few of them that are on your radar that you definitely want to get some time to check out more.
Well, there's a few things that I'm really excited about. One is a new wireless system, and I can't talk about it completely yet, but wow, am I excited about it.
Can we talk about who it's coming from?
Maybe not. Okay. One of the major wireless companies, definitely one of the leading wireless companies in the world.
Can you give us okay, so we won't talk about the company, but can you tell us why you're excited about this wireless solution? See, I'm trying for you guys. I'm trying to get as much information as we can without breaking embargo rules.
I can tell you that that it has 88 megahertz of tuning, which is incredibly wide, the widest of anything even remotely close to the price tag for a DJ. And it will be right in the sweet spot for pricing for a DJ. I was just stunned, honestly. And I'm hoping, you know, things that, you know, pre-releases and that sort of thing change. And this is privy to me per a conversation with one of these companies' engineers just last week. I really want to see the final specs and pricing, mm-hmm. because I am really excited about this product. It checks all the boxes for me.
Are we talking wireless microphones or lav mics with belt packs and such?
Wireless handhelds, wireless lavs, wireless body packs, guitar, whatever you want to plug into it. And I'm curious to see if they will apply the same to their in-ear monitoring line. I don't know. That hasn't been divulged to me. So honestly, it's like the thing I just want to, I want to cancel all my meetings day one and go run right to that booth. you know, and of course, you know, I'm fresh off a wireless gig and I'm looking at having to replace a bunch of my own wireless microphones in our rental department and my own. I'm really excited about this. So viewers, just stay tight to my hip, because believe me, as soon as I can squawk about this, it's coming out, baby.
So would you be having to go upstairs to rent to their booth, or would you be able to stay?
Man, I have no idea. You see the new map?
That's why I went through and spent some time on that. And it's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to go here, go up there, go over there.
We used to know our way around. And yeah. And we used to be really good at trying to book meetings, at least in the same hall. I have a feeling that we're going to run a solid marathon each day. I have not figured out the lay of the land yet.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that checks a lot of boxes for me. Mm-hmm. Another one, and this one's not really top secret or anything. It's something actually I showed, I think, on one of the groups, an EV group for sure. But it's a flight case for the Evolve system. Mm. It holds two Evolve systems in a flight case. In some ways, it really kind of defeats the purpose of an Evolve system, because now you take a highly compact and portable system and you make it big and bulky and heavy.
Right.
But for a lot of people, this is going to certainly fill a need. A lot of guys that have trailers at ramps and things are saying, I want this type of protection, rental systems and that sort of thing. So we're excited about that. And same company is also introducing an 8-drop LED Leco case. or an ellipsoidal case, or think about like a Chevet ovation or that sort of thing, you know, a framing spot case, or however you want to call mm-hmm. it, source four. And you've got more and more people using these LED source four type fixtures, you know, like the ovation and that sort of thing for decor and event lighting. A lot of DJs are getting into very profitable areas there. This is a really awesome way to transport them. I have some for the ones that we use on tours, and I'm excited. This company is going to come out with one because I'm certain it's going to be less expensive and still very good quality. So that's a couple things. I got a bunch more on my list. I don't know if you want me to just keep going. I'm going to kind of hang back here, but
well, there's the couple that were thrown out already that let's kind of give them a moment here. The first up was one that we've kind of talked about in on prior shows, alluded to it from Wedding MBA, which was from Chauvet DJ, the Freedom H1. Have you
it's
gotten
on my list?
Okay.
So I'm just saving that one towards the bottom, but yeah, the H1 system, I think in particular has some real promise. So anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah, so, that was the one you couldn't tell me about at the Wedding MBA. Even though you're standing next to my marketing director as though she's not going to tell me.
Yeah. Well, you know, couldn't say it live, but we kind of alluded to it and pointed to it and gestured to it. And it's tiny, tiny, so you couldn't really see it. But what I was really excited about with that particular fixture is, and if you guys haven't a chance, just go search Freedom H1 from Chauvet DJ and you'll find it. Is you've got a tiny little wireless light that has a hex LED, which is so nice. I've got hex LED fixtures that I've been using for different projects and lighting in different shows. That hex, I don't know why basically all lights don't go to that hex. Maybe there's a reason for it right now, but...
It's the way to go. I mean, people, RGB and RGBA and RGBW and whatever, everything else is around, largely due to price point, I think, but... like you said, it's, I don't see any point in the others, to be honest. I mean, at that point you've got it all, you've got everything covered with a hex. And again, I'm not begrudging anybody that has one of the other ones, but I agree with you. I just, if it was me, the savings doesn't benefit the loss in functionality to me. You know, we talked about it, last week in the chat, you know, understand you couldn't be with us, but I talked about economic hypothermia. You know, at some point, rather than cutting and cutting and cutting and cutting, you just have to go out and be better and grow revenue. And that's kind of one of those things where, to me, I'd be like, you know, RGB is fine and well, but I'm so limited compared to what I can do with hex. And I'm going to go after higher end clients. And I'm not going to try to compete for, you know, the lowest common denominator, you know?
What's the brightest hex LED out there?
I couldn't tell you.
As far as what we're seeing most lights is we're only seeing, you know, like let's just look at this Freedom. I mean, I think that's very par for the course, and it's a 10 watt LED.
Well, those numbers are somewhat deceptive, to be honest with you. I realize you have to put a number on it somewhere, but really we should be not looking at wattage because it depends on how you drive that diode. We should really be looking at the millicandela in terms of what the diode actually produces in terms of light, not what it consumes in terms of power. And that's a confusing and frustrating thing, I think, for buyers and viewers. I kind of share their frustration. But the truth is, it just you say, well, this one's 10 watts and this one's 12 watts, and the 10 watt one might be brighter. And I'll tell you another thing: when you overdrive these diodes, you can make them a little brighter, but you kill the life of them, and the color consistency is unfortunately no free lunch. I'm kind of growing weary.
Sure.
of trying to, you know, people I think inherently want to believe things that are too good to be true. I it gets a little tiring at times to constantly battle that and say, no, you know, so I'll just say that wattage, just like in speakers, is not really that useful of a measurement.
Could they make a hex LED, or a hex light that would be bright enough to run one of these big moving head fixtures that are coming out and saying, you know, 100 watt or 150 watt LED in those?
I suppose there are some unique challenges, though, with, you know, getting that color to mix evenly and creating the optics. And that's why you see them using different technologies. And of course, you know, we're a lot more familiar with CMY type color mixing when we get into large moving heads and that sort of thing. So I think there are probably some optical reasons why
we haven't seen it yet.
Stick with a single core, single source you know, diode. Now there's things like the Cetura and that sort of thing that try that, that do that, and they do it well. I don't know. I that's probably beyond me, you know, or certainly it would take me some time to kind of zero in on that. That's one of the challenges when you try to be good at a lot of things. It's hard to be really good at any of them.
Yeah, and as I've looked at that, and I have I've not seen anything beyond like an uplight or a par can type of a fixture that has used that lighting technology. And
certainly works a lot better when you're talking about a wash type fixture as opposed to a spot where the spot is projecting gobos, and you know, focal length and that sort of thing are really, really important. So that's probably has a lot more to do with it than anything, I would think.
Cool, cool. What do you have next on your list?
Well, let's see. You just took the H1 system off.
Yeah,
there,
I did.
Why not burst over to the competitor of Chevet, the American DJ? Let's just jump right over there.
Sure.
A little balance here. The Encore Burst 200, it's basically a little crowd blinder. And I think those are a cool effect. You know, you could obviously array a matrix of them on a truss or something, or you could even just use a couple just for that effect of lighting up a crowd, get that. I mean, everybody loves going to concerts. And, you know, I mean, I know because we do concerts, you know, and you hit the blinders and the crowd goes nuts, right? This gives you that chance to kind of do the same thing and be able to light up a crowd. Also, I think a good security feature. You need to flood a room with light right away. You can, you know, toggle that onto a panic button on your controller, basically, and just light up the whole crowd. So I'm kind of excited about that. There are some new LED facades coming out.
Yeah.
And these look very promising. I'm kind of excited to see those. Of course, we'll try to give them a good, careful look as to what we think will happen when they're not in the trade show booth and they're in your trailer. You know, will they be good solutions long term? We'll try to vet the process as best we can. The power bar link from American DJ, I'm kind of excited about too, a little bit. I just think it checks some boxes for me where, you know, you're like, okay, I can put a couple of these up in a truss or something with a power con cable. And I've got a little power distribution going on there, for pretty cheap. So
just looking for some of the pictures on some of these.
Am I going too fast? I'm sorry.
Well, no, I was trying to see if there was some pictures on the ADJ site and. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've got some.
These are not secrets. You can basically go right to the front page and click on new. And so there you go, viewers. We just told you something you could have. Yeah, you don't need us to find out.
Actually, you do, because the encore, the stage blinder effect is not here.
Oh, okay. Well, it's called the Encore Burst 200, and stay tuned for that. Of course, you know, John, I know you'll have videos coming out. Katie will be doing videos live from the show. Of course, you know, you can get great pricing and pre-orders on all these items from your friends at LFX.
Yeah, it's in their products listing, but yeah, it's not showing up as one of their NIM.
Maybe they leaked it and took it back down, but I that was one. Mm-hmm. I got some more here, but what else we got in the chat?
They were just kind of following along, and they were talking about the Chevet things, mm-hmm. the replacement for the Easy Pin. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's about it. It's
I'm pretty excited about the new Personas ear monitor mix stations, and they've got their new AVB stage boxes. And I was able to go see those last summer when they were still kind of, I mean, literally they were cardboard. They were literally cardboard. Like, this is what it's going to look like. It's cardboard. And mm-hmm. I'm like, mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
But we get to see some of those early mock-ups and some of the prototypes and the CAD drawings and some of the early circuit boards and that sort of thing. I've been waiting for those for a long time. I think that's going to be a very welcome addition to the Series 3 Studio Life consoles. Lots and lots of churches are using these things. And obviously the ear monitor mix station it looks like a pretty cool option as well. So
very neat.
Yeah, a lot of DJs are involved in, you know, some band production or house of mm-hmm. worship and that sort of thing. And I think those are really good fits for that. You know, certainly not a DJ product, but very few people are just DJs, I guess. You know?
Yeah, I think that production side has really, really come on quite a bit. Quite a bit. Let's see. One of the, so we talked about Chevet. Software. There's a lot of software. For those of you who are wondering, and this probably isn't getting into Ben's realm too terribly much, but I've between Pioneer is going to have some new software things out there for their gear. There's supposed to be some new things released in the Denon world software wise.
I'm pretty excited about some of the InMusic things that are coming out.
Yeah, there's quite a few InMusic things we can't talk about.
InMusic, of course, for viewers, is the parent company of Denon, Rain, Newmark, M-Audio, Mark, Alesis. I'm probably missing
Akai.
A few.
Akai.
Yeah, so you can see we're grouping those brands and having that engineering cross-pollinate. You've got everything from electronic drums to, they just showed a new wireless keytar. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about this yet or not, but I guess I just did.
Yeah, our audience won't be too interested in that.
How often do you get to talk about a keytar, though?
Well, you're going to have to talk about those things more now that you're going to have an audio shop.
You're going to have to not only
be able to talk about it, we're going to need to play it and demonstrate it.
You think I can go rock a keytar? I'm mixed sound for a guy that did
I think you could.
Keytar.
May not sound very good, but you might look really, really good.
Yeah, I can totally pull it. I'll get a wig since I never could grow out the hair, you know?
It would be great. 80s wig. It would be fabulous.
They have the Headrush amp modeling product, which obviously, again, that's all on the MI side, but I think we're going to see more of this stuff and the technology and engineering, is going to bleed over to some really awesome, because DJ has evolved as well. It's evolved into not just music playback, but music creation, and this isn't recent. I mean, this happened over the course of the last decade, but DJs are creating music.
Very much so.
Whether it be a remix or using samples and that sort of thing to basically create new sounds and new music. And so you have a company here with this broad depth of music creation technologies. And I'm pretty geeked about what we might be seeing and certainly what we'll be seeing in years to come.
Yeah. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken, I think our friends at Personas are going to be releasing some audio manipulation. I don't remember the name of what they call their stuff. But they have a really, because my boys actually use some of their tools for creating some of their music.
We're going to have some really cool Personas things coming out this year. I just mentioned some of their other things, but yeah, you're going to be hearing a lot more about Personas from us this year.
Yeah.
There's going to be a rocking deal on some Personas studio monitors. They don't know it yet, but that's on my agenda for the NAMM meeting. We're going to go make this deal happen and we'll be back. We'll be back with you on that after NAMM. So.
See, and I never really got into studio monitors, and then I built my area over there, and I had some, and I still really didn't have an appreciation for good studio monitors. But now that my two boys are in the house and they're making edits of songs and doing things, it's like, oh my goodness, having accurate studio monitors that they can listen to and hear the songs. I didn't realize how important that was. Because when they were doing some things and they were using poorer speakers, and then we brought it out to the big sound system, and he's like, oh my God, that sounds terrible because it wasn't accurately reproduced. So
it's kind of like a really good coffee. You know, you can live without really good coffee if you're a coffee drinker until you drink it. And once you have really good coffee, it's really hard to go back to, bad coffee. I think that's kind of the same thing. Once you have good sound, and certainly, like you said, accuracy is the name of the day. But too, I think just from a listening experience, once you have good sound, it's really hard to go back.
Very, very much so. Yeah. So I basically lost that set of speakers in the house. But anyway, that's another story for another day.
Well, we'll have a great savings on a new set for you. So.
So a lot of small companies that are introducing some new things, there's going to be new iPad technology at the show. I've seen some different things that plug in, hold the iPad, put it here, mount it there. Those things have been coming across the emails quite a bit here in the last few days. One of which that is not supposed to be talked about until later is really going to be something for the people who are doing that sound production with their iPad. They've got a solution that's going to be really advantageous for those who are doing that. So we'll be going and covering that from the show too. But there's the mobile tablets and cell phones in as tools in your performance are really being embraced. I think we're just going to see that continue to grow and grow.
Yeah, no, they're definitely not going away. That's for sure.
Yeah. So what else do you have on your list?
You know, that's about as far as I got on my list, to be honest with you. There's so many things we're coming across, and there's so many things that were talked about, and some aren't going to be released yet this year. There's a couple products we'll actually be launching at Mobile Beat. Manufacturers are holding back to launch then. So I'm kind of bummed. I wish I could talk about some of those, but for me, again, I don't get to see as much of the new stuff at NAMM. Our team, Katie and Linnea is going for the first time too, by the way. Linnea is making it to her first NAMM. So I think there's probably no less than thousands of customers out there who've talked to Linnea on the phone or emailed her who have no idea, what Linnea looks like or anything. And so we told her, I said, there's going to be like some Linnea sightings at NAMM, so we'll, she's vowed to avoid the camera, by the way.
You did explain that we have plans, didn't you?
I might have mentioned it.
Okay, good.
I might have forgot, but I mentioned it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We're still, she's got, yes, we're going to be shooting some special video while we're out at NAMM because it's not all going to be work. We're going to have some time to do some quality video work at NAMM 2018. So you guys will get to see that down the road because we're going to shoot it and it'll be something that we'll put up later. And if we can do it and we have a decent connection, we're going to do a teaser video off to the side and do a little Facebook Live with that so you can see a little bit about what it's going to look like.
I'm kind of excited. I'm a little nervous and a little excited all at the same time. I think this could be really funny, but it could be really funny at my expense. I guess we'll see what happens. I'm looking forward to it, honestly.
Which makes it lots of fun. Rick mentioned Rain. My thought is that Rain's going to have a pretty big year this year, and one of the big reasons I think they are is because last year their booth size, I think they were they weren't very big last year, if I remember correctly. This year,
and
I think
Rain again is part of that In Music group, and I think this group is poised to do some pretty big things.
When I
you
think
have
so.
Mark Dennon and Rain. Never mind M Audio and Alesis and Akai, all under the same roof. If I was Pioneer, I'd be pretty nervous. I think this group is going to make a pretty big move.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll see.
And I think this we're going to see something big at NAMM because of again the space. If you don't have anything cool to show, you don't go and buy the footage and such, and the multiple rooms that they have. And yeah. We'll be showing you from the show floor exactly what's going on.
That's another thing that's interesting is the people who are not exhibiting. You kind of look, like they say the silence is deafening, and you say, "Wow, this lighting company doesn't have a booth this year. What does that mean?" You know. So, anyway.
Yeah, and there's a couple of companies that have been very prominent over the last few years, and all of a sudden they're like, they're gone.
I think part of that too is the whole climate of shows is changing too. I know every year we always hear from companies who vow they're never coming back, and yet they're back the next year. And so I don't know, but it is interesting that NAMM has made these major moves and has added another hall and another floor.
Yeah.
Which they couldn't before because it didn't exist. This is a new construction expansion to the convention center. And they've enticed back companies that haven't been there in a long time. I don't think Ashley's been there in recent years, Ashley's there this year. And I can't just, my brain is overwhelmed with, over 200 companies that we're going to meet with over the next 5 days as a team. And I'm sort of forgetting some of the products I'm excited about, I think.
There's going to be these little hidden gems that we're going to find when we go walking downstairs. And yes, the downstairs generally has a lot of international companies that are here to try to pitch a product to sell to wherever, and Amazon-type companies come through, whatever. But there's little mom-and-pop shops that are down in that basement. And that's where we find some of these little cool, the little clips that hold the wires, or the little Velcro-y thing, or this little, whatever. And there's a couple of those actually that got a hold of me, and they're kind of excited to go see some of their products and such because it's a one SKU company. They have one product is all they have, and if it flops, flops.
A lady here in Bemidji actually has designed, developed, rapid prototyped, and now is attempting to produce a pick holder, maybe for people who have trouble holding a guitar pick. Mm-hmm. It sort of goes around your finger and helps you hold the pick, and maybe something that that wasn't her initial focus, but maybe people who have developmental or injuries or something where that their hand wouldn't work properly. This will allow them to play guitar too. And I've kind of urged her to try to find a partner rather than trying to take it to market directly. you know, just basically just sell it to somebody.
Yeah,
just
license it.
Somebody.
As we learn on Shark Tank, licensing is a good thing.
But you know, that's another example. You know, I don't know if she's going to be at the show or not. You know, I talked to her over the summer, and I honestly don't have time to go down to the basement to see. Our schedule is already preordained. We're getting emails now. Yeah. Today we got emails saying, hey, come see us at NAMM. And I'm like, you are way too late. You needed to be writing me in December if you wanted any chance of meeting with us.
Yeah.
And I feel bad because, it, you know, obviously you want to see it all and you want to meet with everybody, but there's 1.5 million square feet there.
Yeah.
It just can't be done. So I don't know if I'll get to, I may have to rely on you, to be honest with you, John, to go see some of those things.
That's what I'm there for. That's my Friday.
We all appreciate you.
My Friday afternoon. Carvin Audio, Scott mentioned Carvin Audio. They weren't there last year. They were the 2 years prior. I don't know if they're going to be there. I've not heard anything from Carvin Audio. And
didn't, am I thinking of the right company? Didn't Carvin go out of business?
Possibly. I don't know. They were, they had a presence at, they had a presence at Mobile Beat last year. 2 years ago too, and they, I don't think they were at DJ Expo this past year, but they were the ones that were so, with their line array systems, and were so incredibly loud.
Yeah, Carvin Audio has closed their factory.
Okay, so there we go. So Scott, we will not
October of 2017. I believe they're keeping, they have another company that was started by I want to say it was brothers whose father owned Carvin, but I could have that totally wrong. But they have a guitar division, and that I think is still open. But I believe Carvin Audio is no more. So
That is interesting.
Well, there you go. On Wikipedia, it says Carvin Corporation was an American family-owned guitar amplifier and audio equipment manufacturer. So defunct as of October 9th, 2017 is what it says on Wikipedia here.
Thank you, Wikipedia.
There you go. Don't look for Carvin.
We won't see them. Otherwise,
we'll be looking for a while.
Well, Ben, I'm going to wrap things up so you can go call it a night and get yourself ready for tomorrow. And we will probably see you maybe tomorrow afternoon sometime out in California after we've had 3 hours of sleep. Yay.
Yeah. Oh, I just realized. Yeah, you're going to do this to me tomorrow after we've had 3 hours of sleep.
Yeah, it'll be. That's why it's going to be so.
This will be fantastic. What could possibly go wrong?
It's great, great TV right there. So, thank you guys for being with us tonight. And again, remember, you guys can check out. Katie's going to be putting some videos up. Where is she going to be putting those up?
She's going to be doing them live from the show on her Facebook page. So just go click follow on Katie Lynn Sabach's Facebook page. Maybe you can link it for them, John. Then you'll get notifications when those videos go live. She'll be doing them as we visit each booth, and she'll be doing her best to answer questions. It'll be pretty good. And of course, I know you and your crew will also be doing some videos and things, but Katie's will be live, so there'll be possibly some opportunity to ask questions while she's there.
Yeah, for sure. Especially if she's got a microphone where she can be heard, because it gets to be so incredibly loud there. So,
yeah, she will. We've got a little Shure audio interface and a cord out to a microphone. You know, we're going to certainly do our best to make sure that the information gets to you.
And there we go. I'll take that. I'm going to put that link in the chat here. I think that should be able to go. Yes. Yay. You guys can go out and bounce out to Katie's Facebook page.
You don't know
page.
Katie, you're missing out. You know, I mean, she's going to save you money on gear. She's going to get you information on gear. She's a great resource.
She's been.
You know, she, her significant other runs a DJ company. She gets it. She goes out and gigs with him. I mean, she's not just another pretty face, as they say. I mean, she's really a true friend to our industry.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of cool that she has that connection where she has someone in the house who lives the DJ lifestyle and can tell her that this is important.
Well, and I know that her and Ryan and Tim who's one of Ryan's friends, I know that they sit down and they put their heads together, and she'll go to these guys and some of his other DJ friends, and you know, obviously she's got her perspective and she's very smart, but she'll go to them as well and say, okay, help me understand, you know, what's right and wrong about this product.
Mm-hmm.
help me understand this from another DJ's perspective so that I can be a better resource for those DJs.
Yeah, and that helps. That perspective gives her a better grasp and makes her a much better person for that job. So,
no doubt. Absolutely.
Cool, cool. Well, gang, thank you very much for being with us. We're going to wrap things up, and we'll be back in about 15 minutes. We're going to be going on YouTube with our music video show tonight, and if we end up getting knocked down with that, we're going to be recording it, and we'll putting it up again later. But yeah, look for us in about 15 minutes with our second show tonight. Ben, thanks much for being on tonight.
See you tomorrow, John.
Bye, everyone.
Tonight's DJ and TV show is sponsored in part by Electro Voice, DJ Event Planner, ADJ, NLFX Professional, Promo Only, Newmark, and DJ and TV Insiders.